court of law. Yet, who did our Lord choose as the first witnesses of his incarnation and resurrection? Shepherds and women. What is God saying to us? He's telling us it's not the high and lifted up. It's not those of great authority and position that generally recognize Jesus, but rather it's the meek and lowly who do. Such were the first to be committed with the sacred truth concerning our Savior. So Luke is revealing to us that God seeks out the meek and the lowly. Even though they may have been looked down upon by man, those are often the closest ones to our Lord. So do you desire such an intimate relationship with your Lord like they had? Do you want that? Do you desire to be entrusted with the blessed message of a risen and coming Savior? We all do, huh? But such things are only entrusted to the meek. Intimacy with God and meekness are forever linked together in those whom he calls. And maybe this scripture comes to your mind like it did to mine. Paul said, "Not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Only the meek can bask in his presence, huh? Because only the meek can truly receive and transmit the good news of our risen Savior. As it is written in Isaiah, and you can fill this in, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." That's right. Good tidings, good news, that's the gospel. "To the meek," he said. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." The good news, the gospel, was to be preached to the meek. Why the meek? Because they're the only ones who can really hear and receive the good news. Probably 35 years ago now, I wrote a statement in the front page of my Bible. It's been there ever since, and it speaks to this, so I put it on the screen for you. Here it is, from the Mount of Blessings. "He who feels whole, who thinks that he is reasonably good and is contented with his condition, does not seek to become a partaker of the grace and righteousness of Christ. Pride feels no need, and so it closes the heart against Christ and the infinite blessings he came to give. There is no room for Jesus in the heart of such a person. Those who are rich and honorable in their own eyes do not ask in faith and receive the blessing of God. They feel that they are full, therefore they go away empty. Those who know that they cannot possibly save themselves or of themselves do any righteous action are the ones who appreciate the help that Christ can bestow. They are the poor in spirit, whom he declares to be blessed. The only way to receive the everlasting gospel into the heart, the only way to experience redemption, is through meekness. As someone once said, quote, "The only ones who can really get the good news are those who understand the bad news." It's only in humility, accepting the truth of my real heart condition, realizing my genuine need of a Savior, of a new heart, and reaching out in faith and receiving the gift offered. It's only through this channel that we can come into an intimate and saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Our Lord said, "Blessed are the meek." And so I asked myself, am I truly meek in my attitude toward God? It's the only way in. The only way in. That's called justification. Getting in. Am I truly meek in my attitude toward you? That's the only way forward. That's called sanctification. Meekness is greatness. The greater one's station in life, the more humble they need to be. Isn't that right? In the 1800s, the Kingdom of Italy had divided loyalties concerning their leadership. And it was about that time that there was that cholera outbreak in Italy. And it was terrible. But during that time, many praised God for the young medical student that went among them caring for the sick and dying. And, this thing raged. But he went out and tried to help. And he did help. And when the plague was finally stayed, it was only then that many realized that it was King Humbert himself that was there ministering to the sick and bringing healing to those suffering. And as a result, it healed his divided nation through meekness and humility. I told you that story once before, but it just says so much. The higher one's station in life, the more humble they need to be. The only way for you and I to dwell on high someday is to recognize how low we really are today. As God's word says, the high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the holy one says this, I live in the high and holy places with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. That's a great one. So in this new year, as Jesus prepares to come, let us do all in our power to live in harmony with God and with one another. And that takes humility. It takes meekness. As Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is the only way forward. Amen.